For the first time in 40-some years, this year, I missed Easter. Now, by that, I mean that I missed the corporate celebration of Easter. It was the first time in over 40 years that I didn't join with a congregation of one type or another and celebrate the good news of Christ's resurrection. And I missed being with you that Sunday. But now the two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus on the scripture that Jan just read for us, they missed Easter too. But while I missed the corporate celebration, they missed the experience of Easter. Two downcast disciples who hung their heads and headed off to Emmaus to forget this whole matter of Jesus and the kingdom of God. And their experience reminds us that Easter came and some people missed it in Jerusalem, and that Easter comes where we live, and yet again, some people miss it. It happens every year. Some people miss the experience of Easter. How about you this year? Now, let me be quick to say that what I mean is, I'm not asking if you actually made it to church on Easter Sunday 2 weeks ago. Rather, what I'm asking is, did you experience Easter in your heart that renewed your commitment to Jesus Christ and renewed your commitment to living your life according to his teachings? Perhaps you were in worship 2 weeks ago, but you did not sense the joy that others were feeling. Perhaps you heard the hallelujahs ring out, but maybe they didn't resonate in your heart. Perhaps you listened to the resurrection story, but this year, for some reason, it just didn't connect with your life. Perhaps somewhere in that worship service, a prayer came up from your heart that said, "Forgive me. This year I have not felt Christ rise. It didn't happen for me." Well, if you had any of those feelings, or if you even experienced it on Easter Sunday, but then found that it was gone come Easter Monday, this sermon is for you. This story about the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is for you. Let me share a few of its biblical truths with you and see if it touches your heart. The first truth of this story is that Christ understands. If you missed Easter this year, Christ understands. One of the most amazing things about the Gospels is this, that there is no demand that we understand Christ. Instead, it tells us the good news that Christ understands us. The Christ that Easter proclaims is one who inspires magnificent visions and yet who ministers to those with shattered dreams. It tells us about the one known as the Prince of Peace, and yet Christ comes and ministers in the midst of chaos and conflict. It tells us about the one who taught us to pray, and yet is so caring that he accepts people who are so troubled that they can't pray. Tells us about the one who offers salvation is the same one who identifies with those of us who are confounded by loss. Do you hear? Do you grasp the meaning? If you did not sense the joy of Easter morning, or if it's disappeared in these last 2 weeks, if you're not ready to shout hallelujah today, it doesn't mean that you should drop your head and take off for Emmaus to give up. Because if you missed Easter, know that Christ understands. And here's the second truth. That if you missed Easter this year, Christ doesn't just appear on Easter morning. We have the accounts of these appearances. The ones to the disciples, a specific encounter with Thomas that Larry so capably preached about last Sunday. We have the encounter with the woman who had come to care for his body. We have the story of him meeting with the disciples who think he's a ghost, who don't recognize him on the seashore. They're dramatic, and yet they happen in common places. The gospel tells us if you missed those appearances, if they didn't speak to you this year, you don't have to give up, because know that Christ understands and will appear again for you to encounter him. The story about the disciples on the road to Emmaus also tells us that when Christ appears to us, when we encounter his Spirit in our lives, that the Christ also then helps to interpret our lives. Christ helps us to understand ourselves and why perhaps we miss the good news of Easter. Was it the pain of rebellion, the drain of despair, the grief of anxiety, the weariness of life in general? Christ comes to us and takes what we have, takes what we're experiencing, and challenges us, warns us, affirms us, loves us, corrects us, and directs us. Christ takes us where we are, shows us where we ought to be, and then helps us in getting there. Know that if you missed Easter this year, know that Christ understands. Christ appears again and again, and when he does, he'll guide and direct you in life. And then the fourth thing that the story teaches us is that with every appearance and with every teaching and every bit of guidance that Christ gives, that he also gives us a commission. We are called to not just welcome Christ into our lives, but we are called to then become Christ's for others. He reminds us that we will truly know Christ if we look for him where he tells us he'll be, with the homeless, the sick at heart, the suffering, with the abused, with the hungry. If you missed Easter this year, the risen Christ will send you scurrying about in response to the good news whenever you encounter him. The good news further is that if you missed it 2 weeks ago, you don't have to wait until Easter 2013. You can experience it today. You can experience the risen Christ now, for he is waiting to be your living Lord right here, right now, today. Christ understands you. Christ appears for you. Christ interprets and guides your life, and Christ commissions you to be his faithful servants. The Easter message awaits you once again on this third Sunday of Easter. Will you join me in prayer? Gracious and loving God, help us to continue in your Spirit. Help us to continue experiencing your presence. Help us to continue following your lead. In Jesus' name we pray.